The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show in which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, it's Beth.
Hi.
What's up?
Sorry.
Let's do all single-syllable words.
What's going on?
Not a whole lot.
Did you figure that one out?
Yes, I did. I don't know if it's the way the students will do it, but that's okay. They often show me new ways to do proofs.
Excellent. Dave Chow is here.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
What's up? I should have just said Dave. We're just
sure.
Do first names only.
Okay, no, that's good. No, it's all good.
What's going on?
Just working like a fiend.
I know. What are you working on? Can you tell us?
I just got done doing test marketing for Suja Organics. A juice brand out of San Diego.
Oh, if you hadn't elaborated, I just would have assumed it was another dispensary going into Berkeley.
No. Yeah.
What kind of dispensary? I don't get it.
They dispense.
I'm kidding. Excuse me.
Have you lost your sense of smell?
They dispense things
actually,
that help
you know what's
creating.
Funny? Yes. I was telling Stephen the other day, if we could actually go on a run one morning without smelling marijuana, yeah. That would be like unusual.
It used
man.
To be we'd come back from a run on with the endorphins. Now sure. It's something else.
Yeah.
Now you're just running back with the munchies.
It's all
that's
chemistry.
Right. Now you're
it's
running for the chemistry. Doritos, right? Exactly.
Cupcakes.
Continuing around the table, the cupcake fiend himself, Jim, is here.
Hello, hello.
Cupcakes. Continuing around the table, Aaron has joined us. We're glad to have you here, Aaron.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Meet and go.
Oh, you know, we are doing great, and I just want to say we have some awesome candidates coming our way. So
that's
It's been interesting.
Can you tell us what the search is? I think you might have mentioned something. But
yeah, it's for a 9-month tenure track faculty in the Macaulay School of Nursing.
Yes. Okay, very
so I'm learning
good.
New terms about didactic versus clinical and, what? You know, a little out of my wheelhouse, but
nice.
It's interesting.
That's all right. Nothing yep. wrong with that at all. Nothing wrong with a little, you know, fun on a Friday. What can I say? We also have Dan here is with us today.
Hello. So, speaking of food, will there be hot dogs to look forward to this summer?
Oh, absolutely.
Excellent.
Just a few weeks away.
Looking
just
forward to
a
it.
A few weeks away. So what we need is for someone to grab a can of beanless chili and allow us to have a Coney Day coming up sometime soon.
I can do that. All right.
That would be cool.
I'm excited to come.
Chili.
Join you.
Probably more than one can.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
More than one. When it occurred to me to get hot dogs and figure that out, that day at the Costco that I go to, there were no hot dogs.
Oh,
in the
of course.
Oh,
like, it's like the
hey, we hear plenty of popcorn somewhere. Though.
That's true.
Does
I don't
Kirkland
even see
have
how
that
possible.
Snap when you bite into them?
No, it's not like a Kowalski. It's more just like a solid all beef kind
yeah.
of flavor. I mean, once yeah. you have a beef hot dog, you're never gonna.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
I like the snap, though.
Yeah. You know, right? Kowalski or Hebrew National. That's,
oh, yeah.
That's
Dearborn's
cool.
not
yeah.
bad either.
Dearborn is good.
Yep. Becca, I guess I could ask you, what's your favorite hot dog? I mean,
I'm a reformed vegetarian, so I don't really have one.
Got it.
I like veggie dogs.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not a big hot dog
proton,
fan either.
Protein is protein.
That's
and
right.
Protons are protons, but yeah, that all makes sense.
Nathan's are good, too.
Nathan's is good.
Nathan's are yep. good, yep.
Jeff, I don't know if we should keep going with the hot dogs or try to come up with something new.
All that's leaping to mind is when I was a kid, before Easter every year, we would go up to Buffalo, and there was a place there called the Broadway Market, which would be full of all sorts of Easter stuff. Plus dairy, and then Polish anything, candies and sausages.
Oh, nice.
And any, and they would make the sausages themselves. This wasn't like a brand name. And those were the best sausages or hot dogs I would ever see.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Feels like going to Polish Village
or
something.
I don't know if it's like places around Hamtramck, say, around here that
right.
might be the same thing.
Right. Rodex, maybe? Yeah, there's a couple of Polish markets.
The Brits
might
make
be able
good
to.
Sausages,
yeah.
too.
Yep.
Bangers
and mash.
Oh. Steven is here.
Color me disappointed.
What?
For years we've been going to, when we'd go to Phoenix
okay.
to watch Cactus League baseball, they would have, of all things, out in the beyond the outfield in the concession stands, Chicago dogs. So we'd go. And last year we went, uh-oh, and apparently they shut down, they start shutting down these things after the seventh inning. Like they don't sell beer at Comerica Park after a certain time.
So we didn't get them last year.
So we got there afterwards. So this year we said, okay.
Get there early.
The game starts at 1:00. We're going over like after the second inning. We'll go over there.
We did. Chicago dogs.
Gone. The concession is not there. And we asked, and they said, you know, the management of the place, they decide what kind of stands are in there, and they said,
Chicago dogs. Chicago dogs.
We may have to go to a different stadium, because there are a number of them in this area, northwest.
Chicago dogs are very particular.
They're very particular. Yeah. We say drag them through the garden, right?
Yep. Poppy seed.
You're going to have that neon green relish.
That weird green relish, yes.
Forty peppers. Yes,
you wonder how many chemicals went into it.
But they have the snap to them, too.
Absolutely. Very good. Yeah,
so they have the Vienna beef, I want to say. I think so. Chicago ones.
Exactly right.
Explaining these hot dogs, of course, is Heather rounding out the panel
for
today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Hello.
No,
yes.
No, you're fine.
I feel
you're
like I've already said enough.
You've said
hot
a good
dog
amount. This
are
is
you
a
telling
program.
Me I'm talking too much?
I am not saying
yes,
that
you are.
At all. Okay. Sure.
All right, sure. Okay. Proceed.
This is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. And if you stump the panel, you win a prize. And if you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. So somehow, X number of months ago, we got an email from Chris Bovitz, who's actually written questions for us a number of times. And he said, I wonder if you ever got the questions that I sent last September, and proved with basically a foreword that he did on September 30th, 2023.
Ooh.
But unfortunately, the account never received the email. So we're going to follow through now.
Cool.
Was wondering if you've gotten to these yet. I think I might have missed an episode. I updated the wording on question 17. Or if it's not the type of questions you answer, let me know and I'll never do this again.
No, Chris,
we appreciate you sending these
send
questions.
More.
That's great. You've sent us questions before and we love it. We really do. In a recent ATP, I think you lamented the lack of questions. I do that a lot, just to bait people, about highways. Here are some about the U.S. interstate system. To get into the passing lane, you're going to need to get 16 out of 22. I think we could do that. I think we could do it.
Percentage?
72.7.
Thank you.
There we go. Who signed the Federal Aid Highway Act into law?
Eisenhower.
Yes, that started the funding for the interstate highway system. In what year did construction start?
1954.
55? It says 56 here. Now, there's a very interesting piece of information that connects the president who signed the act and the fact that actual real construction started in 1956. Do you know what it is?
What is?
What the connection between the president who signed the act.
He was running for re-election in
56. Okay, it doesn't say that, but that's interesting. I would say that's
the president who signed the act and what?
And the year that actual real construction started in 1956.
That always takes at least 2 years after the bill is
right, but the whole deal was that he signed it in 1956 and it immediately went into play and they started building. So that's what's sort of weird about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
In other words, it moved fast.
Exactly.
That's
which never happens in the government, trust me.
And General Eisenhower got the inspiration from the Autobahn.
That is exactly right. In what year was the construction of the system deemed in some way connected to 1956 complete? And in what state was that last segment completed?
Well, it's still not complete in Michigan.
Well, it says here that the original outlay was completed in a certain year in a certain state. I can tell you that it was I-70. So if that helps.
That's Colorado.
It is Colorado. Yeah, yeah. What year was it?
Ooh. 66.
Mm-mm. 72.
Mm-mm.
No.
74.
89.
2013.
we're giving it to Jim closest without going over. 1992, the interstate system was completed. Many, many moons later. How many miles of interstate highways were originally authorized by the 1956 Act?
How many miles?
Wow. How many miles?
2,000.
2,000?
Yes.
It is higher than that.
3,000 coast to coast.
Let's do this mathematically.
12,000. So how many times do they zigzag back across?
12,000.
Say 10 times across. 16,000.
There's ones going north and south, too.
12 and 16 are a little low. Jeff's trying to work it out with Dan.
So four times times.
Well, actually, let's do 12 times across the 20 times across the country.
The states, yeah.
So that's about 60,000.
And then 10,
figure the same amount the other 40, way.
You're talking
20,
all of those.
60.
Oh. Say 100,000.
So it says here it's 41,000.
41,000.
The original outlay.
Yeah. The original outlay. So the updated up to, let's say, pretend like these questions are put together in 2023. No, how many 30. Miles have been laid? Up to 2023.
Now we can say 100,000?
That's more like 100, yeah.
I'm telling you, it says here it's only 46,876 miles, so.
5,000 more than the.
Now, these are only the interstates. We're
so it's
get
not
into,
counting right? like
it's
the
not
loops?
All the loops and all this other stuff.
Okay, here. That makes sense
so
then.
The toll booth doesn't count.
Yep. Like U.S. highways, which again is a different system, the numbers used for interstates have special meaning. In general, even-numbered, one- or two-digit highways extend in which direction?
East and west.
East, west, south.
And the numbers start south and south. Increase as you go north.
Yeah, like the interstate in Hawaii.
I-5.
If a highway has a number that ends in 5 or 0, what does that mean?
They weren't too imaginative.
They're a main thoroughfare?
That actually goes their math far was away limited. Across as you
yeah.
Can.
I mean, that's basically the way. It the means it's a cross-country route.
Yes.
Okay. Around here, we know I-75 very well. Yeah. Okay. Which goes from the Sioux Locks all the way down
to Key West, right?
Key West.
And 95 goes from 95. Maine all the way down to tip of
Georgia.
Florida.
Yeah. Oh, Florida?
That road gives me nightmares.
Oh, you guys are cheating. There's a map.
Of course.
There's no roads on the map. Okay.
No, but you're tripping a lot. You know them.
What is the lowest numbered east-west highway and in what state?
10.
10.
In Texas?
It's in Texas. It's not 10.
No.
It's
no. Five. There's 10 and 20.
Yeah.
And 2. 1.
It says I-2 is in Texas. Yes.
That's
I-2.
Right.
Must be way down by Brownsville or something.
Mm-hmm. What's the highest numbered two-digit even-numbered interstate? And where is it? What state?
Two sorry. Digits.
Well,
98.
90?
90.
90. 95?
Even.
95.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to guess 98 then.
98.
It's not. It's I-96 in the great state of Michigan.
Oh, oh hey.
Yeah. Of course, we don't call it 96. When you talk about the Big 8 or whatever they talk about on WJR. What's the nickname
it?
For 96? Someone help me. I can't
Walter
even
Jeffries?
Remember.
Yeah, Jeffries.
Jeffries. Thank you. We call it the Jeffries. Yes.
But that only applies if you're in Detroit.
Yeah, but you know.
Well, that only exists.
Well, it goes out to Lansing.
I think more people call it 96.
It goes all the way over to Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids, yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny.
I'm not a Michigander, so I could be wrong.
I think it's funny because I grew up listening to WJR, and they still call them by the names. And so it's like when you say the Southfield, like not many people call it by its number. But, you know, if you say Southfield, people
usually
know.
Usually call that the death trap.
Well, or H-E double hockey sticks.
No, Kathy Bush used to call the 10 the death dish.
Yep.
Yep.
Remember,
that's true.
They named their freeways after the speed limit. So.
That's right. 696.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure
speed
that
limits
75
are just recommended
is its own version of NASCAR. And it's like playing pole position.
The Lodge is its own version of NASCAR. And that's really scary because you're trapped in there.
495 is the same way around
DC. In fact, this morning I saw two. This just drives me absolutely crazy,
no
particularly about Detroit cops, right? They've just. Sirens are not on. Pass illegally on the right. Blow right through the red light. Three cop cars, one after the other. Now, if they'd had their sirens on, fine, right? Legitimate.
But they didn't.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, you don't get to write me a ticket for breaking the law when you can't even obey your... This is why people don't like police.
Unfortunately,
right.
they do.
Right. That's true.
Come to Ohio.
Are they even worse there? Oh, God.
And props. If you got a Michigan tag on your board.
Even worse.
Yeah. During a football game. Mm-hmm.
Props, what is the lowest numbered odd interstate highway and where is it? Lowest
five?
Number five. It is I-5.
I-5.
Which goes from?
Washington, Canada, actually, to California.
To California, that's right. Yep. What is the highest numbered two-digit odd-numbered interstate, and where is it?
Well, this is
so this is where Jeff was going.
95?
95?
No, that's not what it says. It says 99.
Yeah. Where's that?
Pennsylvania to southern New York.
Oh, the Barbara Feldon lane. Yeah.
I don't get over to that side of Pennsylvania or New York that often. Huh.
What is the longest contiguous interstate highway, and which two cities does it connect?
Chicago, what, Route 66?
90, Boston to Washington?
It goes all the way to Seattle. That's right. Absolutely.
Oh, that's right.
One road. One road. By the way, Dan, how long is it?
3,240 miles.
3,021 miles.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, no, that was channeling Jeff.
Dan, here's $5. Can you get me a lottery ticket?
I knew it was 3,000.
Uh-oh. On this one. What is the shortest officially signed interstate highway? Where is it and how long does it
Mackinac
run?
Mackinac Island or Hawaii? One of those?
Rhode Island?
Mm-mm. How's it interstate? If it...
I know.
They're not, but they have H1, H2, and H3.
Yeah.
And they really meet the original purpose of them because they all begin or end at a military base.
I think that I'll give it away when I say this, but you all know that there is a lot of talk and very real motion to completely wipe this interstate off the map.
Oh, 395?
375.
375,
I mean. I-75 and Civic Center, 1.06 miles.
Mm.
It had only
turn.
One purpose, to wipe a predominantly black neighborhood off the map.
Wow. I always consider that sort of a sub.
Is that here?
Interstate, not a
that
real
is in map. Detroit.
I can tell the same term.
Beat up Harmony Park.
Yep.
Very, very sad. But I think it's cool that we're going to acknowledge that a gigantic goose egg was laid, if you can even call it that, get rid of it, and then rebuild that area to reflect the history. That's
awesome.
What we're going to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
What's the shortest interstate highway not signed as an interstate route? This is
that the Hawaii one?
Totally weird.
What?
I've never heard
sure
of this before.
Yeah,
same. Neither do I. I don't understand how it... Oh, you know what? I think it may be on a map as being an interstate, but it doesn't have a sign on it. It says not signed, as in maybe it's not labeled. It says I-878. Which is somewhere in downtown New York City, 0.7 miles.
The heck?
That's totally weird.
It's called a parking structure.
Jeffrey.
Ironically, the next subset is called Weird Things. Okay. I-76 is in two pieces in two different states. Why and what are the states?
76, is that Ohio?
It doesn't say that.
No, I'm thinking of
it. Further west.
Like Illinois?
West of that. Wyoming, Colorado.
Colorado is one of them. Mm-hmm.
Something with the Grand Canyon.
Nebraska.
But it's not with the Grand Canyon, but you're close.
The Rocky Mountains.
The Continental Divide.
I'm looking for the other state, and then we can try to find the connection.
New Mexico.
Mm-mm.
Nebraska.
Montana. Utah.
Way out east.
Out
east.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
is the other one.
Pennsylvania.
It's a little bit goofy. It's Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
So you basically have figured it out. So Pennsylvania, give or take, became a state in 1776. Colorado's nickname is the Centennial State.
Yes.
They became a state in 1876.
1876.
They both wanted it, so they both got it.
Good
grief.
Fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there are four. This is my favorite piece of map-based trivia. I learned this from Ken Jennings. I still think it's cool. Four state capitals that are not on interstates. Do you know what they are?
Juneau.
That was the good guess for my little clue there. Juneau is one.
Montpelier.
Nope.
No.
Honolulu is on
an Oregon and Washington are out.
Mm-hmm.
Augusta, Maine.
Nope, Maine's on one.
Yep. So is California.
Mm-hmm.
Sacramento.
Montpelier?
Doesn't say Montpelier, no. Nope. But I hesitated for a minute because it was part of the word that you said. That's my classic piece of trivia. Somewhere in the heartland, in the plains.
Des Moines?
Nebraska? Somewhere?
Missoula? Montana.
So the very often mispronounced Pierre, South Dakota. Sometimes people say Pierre, but it's pronounced Pierre. When you said Montpelier, I heard the P.
Oh,
so far we have Juneau and Pierre, and we don't have the other two. One is way, way out east. I'm thinking very Joe Biden-ish when I bring this one.
Delaware?
Dover. Dover is not on an interstate. The last one in the Midwest would be Jefferson City, Missouri.
Missouri.
Not on an interstate.
Lovely Missouri.
Interstate highways that end at 5 are long-distance north-south routes, but I-45 is entirely within one state, and all it does is connect two metro areas. Bless you. I-45.
West of that stuff.
If I tell you to think big, you're going to say
Texas.
And it connects what two cities?
Dallas and Houston.
That's a pretty good guess. Yep. It is one interstate that connects only not an interstate.
Okay.
They're weird, weird things.
Well, there's a few interstates that run through Texas.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost all back road.
Exactly. There is no I-50 and there's no I-60, but why?
Somebody lost the bat?
Mm-mm. This is a tough one. This is a tough one.
Why would, you know, is it some weird taboo
thing?
So,
do we go from I-40 to I-70?
We basically go I-40 to I-70.
Is it because they didn't want the highway markers to be confused for speed limit signs?
That is a really
that's a good guess.
That is not what it says here, but that's pretty
solid.
That's
a great guess.
I gotta say.
Because I'm sitting there, I-40 is in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Michigan is the first state in the second half of the United States, right? We're the 26th state.
Yeah.
So we have interstates with the red, white, and blue shield. We have U.S. highways with the white and black shield. And we have M diamonds, like Woodward is M1. So that only applies to the state of Michigan, right? So literally, it's who's in charge of cleaning it up, who's in charge of plowing it, you know, who's in charge of repairing it. I-50 and I-60 don't exist because when they came up with where the numbers were going to go, they would be right on top of US-50 and US-60, and that would be really confusing.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's the reason why. But literally, it goes from 40 to 70 in that
But that's
that
actually a good
area.
Reason. Huh.
That's a good thing. Well, and I like the speed limit, too.
Yeah.
That was a
right.
pretty good reason,
yeah.
too.
That would make sense, right? Yeah. That would be rational.
Ooh, this is a wonderful piece of trivia. How many, because we've heard this joke before, interstates are not in the, Chris Bovitz of Lakeville, Minnesota. That is the most beautiful use of the word coterminous.
What?
How many interstates are not at the coterminous United States?
Just is that the lower 48?
Yeah. Basically the contiguous 48.
Contiguous 48.
But the use of coterminous. I give you triple word score. How many?
This is the ring one around Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a ring.
For the it's record, just,
yeah,
that
H1,
actually
H2,
counts
and
as
H3.
Four different codes. So there's four in Hawaii.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alaska?
Alaska. There's
Alaska.
Four in Alaska.
Okay.
And there's three more.
Mackinac?
This is a great one. It's not.
I
would say that Mackinac sort of counts.
Puerto Rico? Puerto Rico or?
It's Puerto Rico.
Guanica,
yeah. It's in Puerto Rico. Yeah. They actually have
the American Samoa Highway.
That's right. Lots of taxation without representation.
Without representation.
So are those eyes?
100%. They're all eyes, So for the record, the answer to the original question is 11. Four in Hawaii, four in Alaska, and three in PR. As they are.
We need two more states. We just need
Hawaii,
to make Washington, D.C. a state and Puerto Rico a state. We can't have an odd number of states because that would be the flag.
No, it wouldn't.
Tell you what,
no
though.
Way.
There already is an artist that's worked out the 51 states.
It's already done.
You should go check it out.
I
it's cool.
It should be
one
52.
Alternating eights and nines.
It needs to be even.
Yeah, you would never know.
Never know.
They're the United. I believe I've brought this up before. Mm-hmm. The United States has a contingency plan up to state 100
mm-hmm.
for what the flag would look like.
Yep.
There are official... artists commissioned, yes. don't you sleep better at night knowing that the prime number 51 is covered? Is it prime? Oh my gosh, it's two times, what is it?
Three times 17.
And I knew that too.
Three nines and three eighths.
Oh my gosh.
And we wacky artists can do all kinds of things with them. We'll shrink a star. You won't even know.
Mm-hmm. I still think it's better if we have an even number of states, even if 51 is not prime.
One interstate highway has distance markers that only measure kilometers along its entire length. What highway? Where is it? That's a great
one. Like Maine?
I'm looking in a Diane Manica kind of direction, by the way.
Oh. Arizona?
It's in Arizona. Yeah, what number is it?
Why?
I'm sure. I don't know.
Is that where all the Canadians winter?
Wait a minute now.
Yeah, but that would make more sense if we were talking about Washington, right? Yeah. In Victoria, BC.
That's what I was thinking, Maine.
Yeah, because the borders.
So it must be contiguous to Mexico, and that must be where.
That is exactly correct.
Oh, there you go.
It is Tucson to Nogales.
Okay.
And it's like Nogales, Sonora is right on the other side
of
the border.
Yeah, Nogales is right on the border.
See, it's not just us Canadians.
I-19. I-19.
Oh, I forgot. It's everybody but us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Philippines.
And the Philippines, of course. I think there's one other.
They don't use the metric system either?
They do not. The United States and the Philippines. Even though the United States uses the metric system for lots of things, it doesn't use it for everything, which is kind of silly. Last one. These actually, I'm sorry. I got a big kick out of these questions. Thanks for sending them, Chris. These are great. U.S. Highway 66. I believe we all know Route 66 was replaced with how many interstates?
Hang on, I gotta rewatch Cars.
40 and...
Quite a few.
Five
is correct.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! I thought it was four.
So let's see if we can take a look at the map. We'll start in Chicago. You take I-55, which dead ends in St. Louis. Yes. I-44 gets you all the way to...
like Kansas City or something?
Oklahoma City.
Okay.
I-40 will get you from Oklahoma City to...
Barstow, California.
I-15 will get you Barstow to San Bernardino. And I-10 finishes you off and gets you all the way to Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, so five is correct. Those were cool. I like those questions.
Hey, Beth, I've thought of a solution to the flag problem. If we admit Puerto Rico, why don't we just decide on a current state that we can get rid of?
What, do we want to do like one of those Bugs Bunny with the saw?
Yeah, like Bill Maher says, make the Dakotas one state.
No, we're going to get rid of Texas. Your constitution says you can still secede from the Union. Well, go right ahead. The next time there's a hurricane,
good luck.
What will happen? No federal aid for you.
Florida.
We're done. The voice of God is spoken.
I do not apologize.
You don't mess with Texas.
There's quite a few states I would be happy to get rid of.
Professor, I'm afraid the time has come. Professors, to say goodbye. Heather.
I like yellow roses.
Stephen.
Goodbye.
Jeff.
We were just outside of Barstow when the end credits took hold.
Becca.
Bye.
Dan.
Goodbye.
Aaron.
Goodbye.
Jim.
Bye.
Dave.
See ya.
And Beth.
I apologize to our Texas listeners if we have any.
No, you don't.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.